Jerry Bader Show, 924. I got a little squeak in my voice. It's really weird. I don't know what's hit me. I feel fine. Jason, you had this a couple of weeks ago, but you felt fine, but you couldn't talk. I'm not quite as... Jason had no voice. I don't know what this is. It's really weird. Just making it a little bit of a challenge, but we will get through the show. Speaking of challenges, and you knew this was coming, the ACLU in federal court yesterday filed suit against the state of Wisconsin, Governor Scott Walker, and other public officials trying to overturn Wisconsin's seven-year-old amendment to the state constitution banning gay marriage. This occurred in 2006. It was approved by about 60% of the voters. There is much debate today as to whether that referendum would pass by that margin, that constitutional amendment, I should say, would pass by that margin, and would it pass at all. I have a belief system. However you feel about gay marriage, and I still oppose it. I don't care what gays do. I don't care what anybody does in the privacy of their own home, as long as it's between consenting adults. It is none of my business. However, I still believe that the family structure in America is important. I believe that traditional marriage is important. And I believe that society is worse off because we have allowed it to weaken. And yeah, I concede that we have allowed it to weaken in ways that have nothing to do with gay marriage. I get that. But you are going to redefine marriage here. That's what John Roberts was talking about, and he was so criticized for it. You can call someone your friend, that doesn't make them your friend. We're just calling it something else. That doesn't make it marriage. People took great umbrage to that. I believe this and similar lawsuits in other states that have similar bans are going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. A friend, instant message, gay marriage lawsuit was filed in the Western District of Federal Court in Wisconsin. It'd be headed to either Barbara Crabb or William Conley. He says, this is the case that will make your prediction about gay marriage in Wisconsin come true. I know a lot of you don't like it when I say this. I believe this battle is lost. I believe the gays have won. I think it's lost. I believe, and J.B. Van Hollen says he is going to defend the state in this, I believe they're going to win. Here's specifically what they are arguing. Is that it, is it? Due process. The latest lawsuit filed Monday in federal court in Madison urges Wisconsin's ban on gay marriage that it violates the U.S. Constitution's guarantee of due process and equal protection under the law. In other words, some people can marry, some people can't. That heterosexuals have the right to marry whoever they want. Gays do not have the right to marry whoever they want. They have the right to marry. Their argument is it's not they can't marry whoever they want, i.e. someone of the same sex. I am convinced that they're going to prevail in this lawsuit. And then what I think you're going to see happen is these suits in Wisconsin and other states are going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. I have been going around for years, what type of prediction do I want to make when gay marriage will be the law of the land? I believe, and I don't think we wrote this down, Jason, I believe that I said within 10 to 15 years, the last time we discussed this. Actually, if you recall, that's not true. I thought SCOTUS was going to do it last year. I thought SCOTUS was going to go all the way and accept that there's a constitutional right to marry whoever you want. With last year's ruling, they didn't do that. These are now very pointed cases where it wouldn't, if they land on SCOTUS's desk and they take them up, wouldn't give the Supremes a lot of wiggle room. Does Wisconsin's constitutional ban on gay, amendment on gay marriage, same-sex marriage, does that violate the Constitution? If it's ruled that it does... And in fact, as soon as a federal court takes this up and rules that it does violate the Equal Protection Clause, I think that's going to make gay marriage legal in Wisconsin almost immediately because there's already law in place. The Constitution Amendment was put in place just, quite frankly, for these times. I don't think anybody's thought they would be just 7 years down the road. Remember, the opponents, I should say, of the Constitutional Amendment lied and said, look, we don't need this. Gay marriage is already illegal. We don't need this. Well, these were the times for which this was passed. I believe they're going to win this lawsuit. I don't know what happens then when this and other case goes to the Supreme Court, but I'm almost certain the Supreme Court is going to take the next step if they get this case. I know a lot of you don't like to hear it. I believe the debate is over. It's 9:30.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.